I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the U.S. and Russia ramp up their rhetoric over Tuesday's destruction of an American drone, their defense chiefs have resumed contacts to discuss what happened. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time since October,
I just got off the phone with my Russian counterpart.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin would not give details.
We take any potential for escalation very seriously.
This incident brought the two nations closest to direct conflict since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago. The U.S. says it was forced to ditch a $32 million surveillance drone in the Black Sea after a Russian fighter jet hit its propeller in international airspace. While Russia denies causing the incident, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says there's no denying the Russians harassed the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the areas of southern Africa worst hit by Tropical Cyclone Freddy, people are trying to piece their lives back together. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Wednesday, authorities said the death toll from what is one of the longest-lasting and strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere had risen above 270. The majority of the deaths are in Malawi. Others have been recorded since Freddy first made landfall in February in Mozambique and Madagascar. The storm tore through southern Africa for the second time at the weekend, and heavy rain persisted on Wednesday. Many around Blantyre have been killed in mudslides.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Flights to and from Greece will be grounded and ships will remain docked at ports on Thursday as Greek workers will walk off the job to protest the country's deadliest train crash on record, which killed 57 people on February 28th. This is VOA News. Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, hit hard by February's quakes, is looking to rebuild its shattered education infrastructure. Repairing and replacing destroyed schools is only part of the problem, with many children traumatized. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Many school children are now living in tent camps after their homes were destroyed. Some are just too frightened to return to school. Heba Assad says her children enjoyed school before the quake. Now she worries whether her children will be able to go back. She says because of the earthquake, children became hysterical with fear. International support is helping to set up tent schools, which are not only cheap and quick to erect, but also offer a psychologically safe environment for the children. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
German police have conducted a major raid against a group of suspected people smugglers, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Several men were arrested, and many more were still under investigation after a police raid on over 20 homes and offices. The majority of the searches took place in Berlin, but raids also took place in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt. The group is said to have brought at least 90 people, mostly from Turkey and Iraq, to Germany, with each paying. Before being transported by car to Germany. The suspects had either German or Turkish citizenships. I'm Karen Chamas.
Switzerland's central bank pledged on Wednesday to fund Credit Suisse with liquidity if necessary, a first for a global bank since the financial crisis more than a decade ago. In a statement, they announced the radical step but insisted that Credit Suisse was sound and, quote, meets the capital and liquidity requirements imposed on systemically important banks. The move to support the bank with the pledge of the central bank money is designed to stem a crisis of confidence in Switzerland's second biggest lender. The grandson of the Iditarod co-founder wins the grueling Alaska sled dog race on Tuesday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Six dogs pulled Ryan Reddington and his sled across the Iditarod finish line in Nome, Alaska. This was the 40-year-old's 16th try. Reddington becomes the sixth Alaska native musher to win the world's most famous dog sled race.
It's been a goal of mine since a very small child.
The nearly 1,000-mile race started March 5th in Willow for nearly 33 mushers who traveled over two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River, and on the Bering Sea ice. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.